The autonomous vehicle industry may soon find a home in Atlanta. The city is one of three worldwide cities chosen for the Safer Roads Challenge. It's an effort bringing together manufacturing and tech companies in a common goal of making traffic safer. Part of that initiative is the implementation of self-driving cars. With me to talk about this is Faye DiMassimo. She's general manager of the Renew Atlanta Bond. That's the City of Atlanta's department responsible for improving infrastructure. Hi, Faye.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. Also with us to talk about self-driving cars is Michael Hunter, professor of civil and environmental engineering at Georgia Tech. Hi, Michael.
Good morning.
Start with you, Michael. Just in theory, why do we think that autonomous vehicles might make roads safer? I think it's a lot of people find it instinctively, on an instinctive level, we find it rather terrifying.
Sure. The general concept is that there's been seen that 90% or so of accidents at least have human error as a potential contributing cause. And if you can have a self-driving vehicle and remove that human from that loop, you have the potential to greatly reduce the number of crashes, which in turn will greatly reduce the number of serious injuries and fatalities, as was just being talked about.
But as many times as I make a mistake in my day, the electronic devices in my life make even more mistakes. Like, do we know, is there data from the very little experience that the human race has had with autonomous vehicles up to this point to indicate that they actually would be safer in a real urban traffic environment?
Well, this is the question, and this is what the industry and the agencies are all looking at right now, is to try to determine, when you compare these vehicles against a human driver, what do we see? We certainly have places for advantages. For instance, you don't have attention issues, you don't have distraction issues when you look at the technology. So from that perspective, clearly you can see an advantage over the human driver, although then you're going to have other areas where, you know, issues can be confusing. There can be conflicting signs, or there can be a issue with the striping on the roadway, and you're going to have to ask some questions on how well the vehicle can handle that sort of conflicting information and how well they're going to traverse through that situation. So, I mean, the jury is still out. I believe certainly long term that the technology will be able to prove to a point that, yeah, will provide a safer service than the standard driver. But right now, is it there? Well, that's what's being tested. That's a lot of what's going on these days.
So, Faye, tell us briefly about the goal of this Safer Roads initiative and how self-driving cars might fit into that.
Of course, as you mentioned earlier, the City of Atlanta was very honored to be one of only three cities in the world selected for this effort. And one of the things that the group that came in, that was made up of a collaborative of industry leaders who were interested in safer roads and safer transportation systems worldwide, one of the things that they really developed and that we are now in the process of testing is a tool that allows us to look at corridors throughout the city, but we're focusing on North Avenue right now as our pilot, to look at it from a predictive fashion. So things like weather, things like congestion, things like historical data, things like events that may be going on in an area, and that based upon all of that information, we can be predictive rather than reactive to when accidents happen. We can be more predictive about where we're likely to see unsafe conditions or safety concerns that are developing in a way that we can begin to address those very proactively.
So give me an example of how that could play out. Your computer model tells you, hey, there's going to be a sudden rainstorm in a given traffic area in the middle of rush hour. This is prime opportunity for an accident. Then what do you do with that information?
Well, a couple of things. One, we could, for example, make sure that we deploy some of our maintenance resources to that area in the city to be able to make sure that storm drains are free and clear, that there's not going to be a flooding situation in a particular area. We could also deploy additional public safety resources to a particular area to just provide more. We all know that we drive a little differently when we see the public safety officials sitting right there.
So sure do.
Those kinds of things that can be done to put assets and resources that are very targeted to what the issue is in a way that helps to overcome the safety challenge.
I suppose bringing it back to autonomous vehicles, that one of the other reasons why self-driving cars would be attractive to a city like Atlanta, apart from purely the issue of safety, is congestion. You know, one of the reasons that we have to, when we drive, we need to leave a lot of buffer around ourselves in case of unpredictable human behavior. But if you have a large volume of cars being traveling under computer control, they can theoretically drive much closer together, thus easing congestion. Do I have that right, Michael?
Yeah, there's actually a lot of debate when we start going down the congestion side of this. There's an issue with who is driving. So is it just that car? Is it just autonomous cars in the roadway? Or are there also people driving their own cars? And once I go to a mixed environment, the assumptions start getting different, right? Can I really have these vehicles with very close headways when some of the vehicles in that stream may actually have a human driver? So the congestion issue, the jury's still out on where that might actually go.
So, Faye, how is the city looking at the possible implementation of self-driving cars? Obviously, there are any number of regulatory hurdles that would have to be cleared first. Is the city open to the idea?
Absolutely. One of the things that we're working on right now, as I mentioned, is we've got a smart corridor pilot project that's a part of our overall smart city effort on North Avenue from the Georgia Tech campus up to the Ponce City Market. And so all of the things that you need to have in a corridor like that, the resurfacing, the striping, the signage, the adaptive signals or signals that are smart signals, so signalization improvements, all the things that are necessary to both improve current vehicular traffic, but also to be able to test particularly driver-assisted or driver-supported autonomous vehicle demonstrations are something that we want to explore as a part of that smart corridor effort. So when we cut the ribbon on this project in September, we already have about a half a dozen both manufacturers and services that are committed to hosting those kinds of demonstrations as a part of that project implementation.
And how soon do you think, theoretically, you could be testing a semi-autonomous or autonomous vehicle on that pilot street?
We will be doing it in September, and we'll be hosting some things prior to that. But again, this will be a pilot situation where we'll be testing it to see how well our infrastructure works with it, because the infrastructure is a key part of the operations. And then looking at, you know, how the industry continues to develop. One other thing that we've been doing is working with the legislature this session that considered, you were talking about the regulatory hurdles that needed to be overcome. And our legislature is thinking ahead and proactively, I think, and are looking at the kinds of legislative pieces that need to be in place that allow for the technology to develop, allow for the innovation, the open to business environment that we're really known for in Georgia, but at the same time are also contemplating all of the insurance and liability and those kinds of issues that need to be thought of as well.
You mentioned business. This isn't really in either of yours wheelhouses, but I think that we got to acknowledge that the potential implementation of self-driving vehicles could have enormous impacts on our economy. Not all great. Is it logical to think that, for example, the logistics industry, the trucking industry, which is so enormous for Georgia, could see massive job losses as a result of widespread implementation of this technology, which we acknowledge might not happen for a long time? But is that a logical assumption to make?
I think great point to bring that up, and that is something that we've already been thinking about. I think one of the things that we've all learned from the automation that occurred even in the last few decades is we've seen that worker displacement issue across several industries, and we understand that that could be an issue here. So one of the things that the city is doing, I think, in a very proactive, very visionary kind of way, is thinking ahead to what are some of those industry impacts that we might see, whether it's trucking or otherwise, logistics industries, as you mentioned, and how can we begin to work with industry leaders? How can we work with policy? And how can we work with the actual improvements in a way that we offset any of those displacements that might occur?
Michael Hunter from Georgia Tech, last question to you. Just put on your what kind of hat does a fortune teller wear? Put on your fortune teller costume. Touch your hand to the crystal ball. All right, I'm going to land this metaphor, I swear. When do you think that we're going to see autonomous vehicles in wide use on American streets?
Well, I think at different levels of autonomy, and you're already starting to see some of it right now. It's coming, and it's not going to go away. I suspect, you know, in the next few years, you're going to see a lot more controlled experiments and controlled pilot studies where it's not going to be the individual vehicle having an autonomous car necessarily parked in their driveway, yeah. but it's going to be the use of, you know, the idea of autonomous trolleys and things along those lines.
Ubers.
Ubers, yeah. And you, yeah. you could sort of think about that as, you know, Uber, UberX, UberPool. There's a lot of different versions of that. Because the big unknown in a lot of this is actually what is this going to look like in terms of a market? Will yeah. people actually buy their own car? And there's some significant questions about that. It's probably more likely that you're going to have something along the lines of a mobility service. Think something right. like Uber, and you're just going to, you know, use your phone, hit an app, and boom, your car shows up. But in something like that, you end up in a fleet management situation, which really does enable the technology to move and actually penetrate a lot quicker because you're not looking at the individuals buying the vehicles, but really a fleet approach yeah. to the challenge. So it could be in, you know, the closer future than we think it is.
Michael Hunter is a professor of civil and environmental engineering at Georgia Tech. Also with us was Faye DeMassimo, who oversees the City of Atlanta's department responsible for improving infrastructure. Thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.